Open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And this subject is so long, I don't know what y'all are going to do with it. Holy Spirit releasing the mysteries of the supernatural to bring heaven down to earth. Holy Spirit releasing the mysteries. Mysteries is plural of the supernatural. Mysteries of the supernatural. Say that, mysteries of the supernatural. So the supernatural do not come automatically. And the supernatural is not a mental or academic or worldly wisdom subject. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I'll let the scripture show it to you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, listen what the Apostle Paul said to the church at Corinth that being said to you and Daryl and around the world who listening.
Yes, sir.
And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Watch what he said at the end of that verse. Because he's going to give you the definition of the supernatural. You're going to see a definition of the supernatural at the end of this verse. But in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Demonstrations of the Spirit and power. That's one of the definitions for supernatural. Have you been having any of that in your life? Have you been praying? Have you been quoting scriptures? But you haven't seen no miracles, no sign, no oneness, and no changes like should take place when God is moving. Back over here, if you're traditionally trying to use the scriptures religiously, you're not going to see the glory of God. At large, most Christians have never walked in the full benefits of the Holy Spirit. The full benefits, oh my goodness, of the Holy Spirit. Say it, the full. Now, wait a minute. I don't want nobody sitting here and not doing what I ask them to do because I'm trying to get something in you. So just say it. I mean, if you don't understand, the full benefits of the Holy Spirit comes through understanding how to yield to the supernatural.
And I'm going there.
You're special already. You're special because you're his child.
Yes, sir.
When you accepted Jesus Christ, you became special.
Right.
All right? Now, you see what the supernatural is really is by looking at that verse. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I noticed the fifth verse. And you see, if you don't get into the demonstration of the Spirit, you're going to depend on man. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now don't get worried about things slowing down a little bit. You got to slow down before you can speed up in the Spirit. So I'm just going to take my time in ministering to you. Notice in 1 Corinthians 14:2. That's another scripture. First Corinthians 14:2 says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue What did he say? Speaketh not to man, but unto God. For no man understanding him. I want you to get this last part because it's a very, very important transition we'll be about to make this morning. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh things you can't know in the natural. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Plural. You see that word, mysteries? Now, the mystery is not to block you out, but the mysteries are to shut the enemy out. But because you're a child of God, God can reveal himself to you. All right, I wrote a few things down for you before I start. You might want to get them. You are called to live a supernatural life in a natural world. Now, as soon as I said that, the Spirit of God said to tell you, if you're not living supernatural, you got a supernatural enemy. They're going to keep your life down to the ground. No matter how much you pray, no matter what you say, if you don't know how to flow in the Spirit, you're going to be a defeated Christian. I don't want that. Say, I don't want that. Well, you have to pay attention. My son, attend to my word. Because there's a transitioning power that the Holy Spirit is bringing to the church, that the church can handle all these cultures and all these stuff that's going to come up. The church is going to be more powerful because we're going to be walking at a higher dimension. But where the church is now, she's not going to make it. Probably where you are as a Christian, you're not going to live in victory as you should unless you make this transition from tradition to revelation into the supernatural. Where the Holy Spirit can demonstrate to you, listen, and through you, the dynamic powers of God. We're going to get back to some excited moments you've never seen before. Now, we're going to get into some turbulence in the spirit that you're going to have to try to help your body because you're going to be loose. But right now, I feel it coming, boy. Right now, we're about to move into territories where we can bring it home with us. It's in the bedroom and in the kitchen. Well, that power will be walking with you as you're walking through your house. You know you're covered. You know you're protected. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Because I want you to get this down, and I want you to meditate over this. You're called and designed by God to live a supernatural life in a natural world. Jesus lived a supernatural life in a natural world. That's why nobody couldn't stop him. And he had the same thing that you got, the Holy Spirit. You're called to live a supernatural life. In other words, you're called to live a life which is dressed in demonstration of the Spirit and power. That you have no limits. As a child of God, you got to be different as a child of God. It's not the 4-H club. It's not the Mason or the Eastern Star. You're part of the spiritual family of God. You're powerful. Say, I'm powerful. Who dumb enough not to say that? I get this too also. Without understanding the supernatural, you will live a limited life. And the Father don't want you to live a limited life. I said, your Father, matter of fact, I'm just going to say your limited days are over. I'm going to see if you're here. I prophesied over you, every person under the sound of my voice, your limited living is over. Doors, windows, and walls gonna fall out of your life like never before. And I got divine backup. See, you've been, how long you been on that normal pattern? Talk to me now. See, how long on that normal pattern? You know, you're praying and you're saying and you're reading and you're coming to church, but you're still on that normal pattern. Shouldn't be. See, we're not just church members. We're not just church goers. We have a supernatural father and a supernatural brother and a supernatural power from the Holy Ghost. And he wants us to use it.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And my question again is, and how long you been living normal? Even though you got the scriptures, even though you're praying, but you're not seeing no miracle. You're not seeing no sign. You're not seeing no wonders. You're not seeing things you can't explain. Y'all supposed to be saying things, seeing things y'all can't explain. And you can say, he did it.
Amen.
Now, I know you've done a lot of things for you, but I'm talking about there's a whole multitude of things God waiting to do for you. Are you following me? Wait, take your seat. I'm going to give you another one. You must permit the Holy Spirit to promote your life for God's purpose. Permit the Holy Spirit to promote. He's the spirit of promotion. He'll promote you. You among 860 people, he'll promote you, and the other one never know what happened because you're in a special category.
Yes, sir.
But you got to know how to yield to him. See, we got psychology trying to take over. Psychology is not the answer. It helped. I've read a lot of psychology books, pulling your own strength and all this different thing to know how to keep people off me naturally. But it's not supernatural. You must permit the Holy Spirit to promote your life for God's purpose.
Yes.
For God's purpose.
Yeah.
For, you see, God can't use you in all this trouble. Because you don't supposed to be in all this trouble.
Uh-huh.
So God wants you to get anointed where you can walk out of that trouble so he can use you.
Yeah.
You too busy praying for yourself. You ain't got time to pray for nobody else. Lord, help me. You might say a little bit, but you back on yourself. What if your life get to the point that you really don't have nothing to pray about for yourself?
Wow.
All you're saying is thank you. Because you know if you're dealing with something that's only temporary. So you're not going to let it take up all your time. Now, what I'm talking about, my brothers and sisters, before I start giving you some other things, I wrote these things down for you. And it's so simple. And it's not, I mean, you're not going to get enthused over it when I say it. Because to a large degree, you never experience it. You experience church services. But what we're talking about here, days of heaven on earth will change everything.
Yes.
You are designed to live, you hear me, young man? Days of heaven on earth. There's an enemy want to try to show you something else that you never see this. But every person on the sound of my voice, no matter what level you are, what age you are designed by God to live days of heaven on earth. But it will not be done if you don't know how to yield to the supernatural, yield to the Holy Spirit, yield to divine manifestation and demonstration personally to you. Not at the church, at your house. Here's what I want you to get down. Open to the Holy Spirit training you into life in the Spirit. Open to the Holy Spirit training. Let him train you. When you're reading the scripture, listen at him, because he's gonna give you spiritual training. When you're praying in prayer, listen to him. Be ready to write down, because he's gonna tell you something. And it's not gonna sound normal, it's not gonna sound natural. That's the way he talked to you. You gotta be in the Spirit to understand what he's saying to you. Two other things, then we're going to go further. This one is a question. He told me to ask you. Are you willing to be a student of the supernatural? Are you willing? Are you so set in traditional realm, flesh excitement, and won't let the Spirit take you into a realm of excitement that is beyond this world? There's a place to be excited when you look like you're losing. Why? Because you know you can't lose. Everything that is bothering me is temporary. Some things are to make me stronger. Make me praise them a little longer. Give him thanks. Whatever you're going through now, you a child of God, you sons and daughters of God, it's only temporary. He sent you here to hear the word, to know that you are a supernatural child of God, that you can have a demonstration of the Spirit any moment that can change any situation and stop any opposition, because you're his child. Yes. Born of his Spirit. Yes. Washed in his blood. So he wants you to stop being sad and get glad. Change your expression on your face, girl. Smile. There you go. Smile. Change your experience. Don't sit there and look at me like, I don't know what I'm going to do. God, don't have what you're here for. You got to get your answer, to get your direction, to get your revelation, to get your understanding, get your wisdom, get your truth in your heart. To leave you shouting and skipping. You don't want to come here and leave the same way. God got your answer. God got your victory. God got your deliverance. So what threw your friend turn you down? So what, somebody turned their back on you? That's all right. God's still there. Know what you're here for. You're here to get in a supernatural mode. You're here to get in a supernatural mode because you got a supernatural Holy Spirit living on the inside of you and upon you. Inside you to reveal, upon you to have power to do. The Spirit within and the Spirit upon you is to ignite you in the supernatural. I don't want no word to stay here today. Your words is an insult to God. As if God can't do nothing about what you're worried about. Are you willing to be a student of the supernatural? And then the last one, stop. Sit down, write it down. Stop blocking the supernatural. Operating in man knowledge. Stop blocking the supernatural. Operating in man's knowledge. That's one of the ways you block the supernatural. They think they got the answer for everything. You know, science and all these different educational background think they got the answer for everything. They do not have the answer for everything. The only person who has the answer for everything is God. Holy Spirit releasing the mysteries of the supernatural to bring heaven down on earth. Yes. Yes. Now, I'm going to show you something. Turn to Matthew 13. I'm going to show you something. It's so simple. We made it complicated by humming. Oh, boy, that feel good, don't it? I know you wish I would go there, but I ain't going there. In the morning. Talking about everything bright. Ain't nothing bright. I'm still in the fight. Here. See, the Holy Spirit will invade this place in the next 10 or 15 minutes. He will invade your space. Ah, look what he said. He will invade your space and erase everything messing with you. That's how powerful this type of atmosphere can become. See, because you, right now, the way I'm teaching, God got your attention. See, your spirit got your attention. See, that's why you're supernatural. You're not supernatural in your body. You're not supernatural in your mind. So the way I'm teaching now, your spirit got your attention. It might seem dry, you know, but the enemy don't want you to go here. Now, when the glory hit, you'll be able to bathe in it.
Yes, sir.
You'll be able to take it home with you.
Yes.
Get on bed with you.
Yes.
Land in the glory.
Yes.
Get up in the glory. Go to sleep in the glory.
Yes.
It's real, man.
Glory.
It's real. It's real. It's real. So I came out. The Lord wanted to use me in different areas, but I came out in tradition and I just got with everybody else. I thought that's the way it goes. But as I trained and got deeper into the spirit, I found out there's more. How many of y'all know there's more? Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all know you're more powerful than you are? How many of y'all ready to go to the dimension of power that you really should walk in? You shouldn't be a regular citizen of this world. When what everybody else going through, you should be above it. Because you're a child of God. Are you? Now I told you the Holy Spirit, now 10 more minutes. Holy Spirit gonna hit this place. Because he'd been waiting for a church of believers, all the online members, to get a hold of this thing, that we stop going in circles.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all need some changes in your life?
Yes.
That is right there. That's the solution is here this morning.
Yes, sir.
The solution is supernatural.
Yes.
The solution is where you can have a miracle, a sign, and a wonder happen in your life that you can't explain to nobody, but you came out on the other side. Because you're a child of God. We can't be using the name of Jesus and not having no miracles. We're wasting Jesus' name. Jesus' name is powerful, but Jesus' name worked in the realm of the supernatural. What I said? Jesus' name worked in the realm of the supernatural. So when we just spit this name out in the air with no expectation, no revelation, no meditation, we're just misusing his name. Every time Jesus' name is used, something should happen. Supernatural. Matter of fact, in the name of Jesus, that's the anointing he's putting on you right now. When you use that name, you're gonna be speaking out the supernatural. And things gonna happen supernaturally. Because you use the name. Because now you expect the name to bring forth the supernatural. So the next time you use the name of Jesus, you're going to expect the supernatural, a miracle, a sign, a wonder. Can you see the difference? See, we took the name of Jesus and put it in a normal pattern of religion. Yeah, we use the name, but now the Holy Spirit has opened something to us. When you use the name, every time you use the name, expect a demonstration of the Spirit and power. And sometimes they said this, Lord, I ain't gonna move till you do it. God loved that. What? God loved for you to call him on the carpet. He loved, you see scripture, you got scripture where you can call him on the carpet. Call me and I'll answer you. And show you a great and mighty thing you do not do. God want us to challenge you. He want to show up. He's just tired of you just going through the same thing. So now every time I use the name of Jesus, I'm expecting the supernatural. Some of y'all didn't catch that. What? God is supernaturally positioning you. And he just gave you an insight. Whenever you use my son's name, expect a miracle. Expect a sign. Expect a wonder. Don't use my son's name no more and just walk away. And nothing ain't happened. Call it out till something happened. In the name of Jesus. You are a warrior. You're not a worrier. Learn how to fight.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Faith is of no use unless it's supernatural. You cannot use faith regularly. When you're operating in God kind of faith, you got to expect miracles, signs, and wonders to happen for you and those you minister to. So now, two positions you've been changed in the, using the name of Jesus and using faith, and using my word. My word is supernatural. But the church then brought the word down to the natural. Because they don't expect something supernatural to happen when they use thus say the Lord, when they use the word of God. If God is for me, that's real there, man. Who can be against me? All things work together for good for them. See, the scripture's changing. The name of Jesus is changing. Because we're getting into at understanding, knowledge, wisdom, and revelation coming upon you. And you're not going to go to the everyday norm no more. Now, whether you know it or not, something happening to you right now. It's called growing up in the spirit. Maturing in the spirit. These young people got the experience of. They're tired of going to church. And the world offering them more than what the church offered. Because the world looked better than the church, too. because the church ain't got no power like she should have. Now, and I'm dealing with it. I got to deal with this. We got to deal with it. Sit down and write some things here. Holy Spirit, lead me through this supernatural traffic. Let me know when to stop. Let me know when I got it whipped. Here's what you got to understand, my brothers and sisters, when you talk about living in the supernatural. You listening?
Yes.
Say, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Know this, that living in the supernatural is living in the presence of God on purpose. Living in the presence of God on purpose. Living in the supernatural is living in the presence of God on purpose. Living in the power of God on purpose. Living in the provision of God on purpose. Walking the path of God on purpose. How many of y'all practice God present? I'm not at church, not at church. How many of y'all practice God present? No, raise your hand, lie to me. You practice God. Well, you should be still. I'm going to be still. I'm going to let God flow today. I want you to start doing this today. God, I know you're here. And I'm going to stand still till you manifest yourself. I need help. I need guidance. I need direction. Show me what to do. I'm not going to move till you show me. He love it. God love it. You see, you have to know this. Satan don't even know this. God sometimes lets you get in a jam for promotion. So you can learn to trust him more. You know you can handle a little deal right there, but God, let Satan think he's doing something, and Satan rise the bar, and Satan think he's destroying you, but he actually training you to walk on it. Look at Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power. A trade on Cyprus. Huh? When he raised his head, you walk on him.
Uh-huh.
But you got to know you got the power to do that.
Right.
And I hear screaming from heaven, stop leaning on your own understanding. Supernatural understanding coming to your house today. The next thing you're going to have to deal with, you're going to have supernatural understanding. And I hear the word unlimited. Unlimited cometh to your life today. What? Unlimited cometh to my life today. Say it. Meditate on that. Repeat that. Are you hearing me? No, you're not hearing me. How you going to hear me? And I say unlimited come to your house. You still sitting down. Unlimited come to your house. And I mean, when something come real, your body saying you're lying. Oh, you just thought I'm just saying words, trying to make you excited. No, I'm prompted by the Holy Ghost. He told me to tell you unlimited come to your life today. Unlimited blessing. Unlimited victories. Unlimited money. I bet you get that. Unlimited love. People just need to be loved. God said, let me love you.
Yes.
So now, you leave here with a prophetic word that unlimitedness have come to my life today. Now, if a soccer player has said that to you, that's one thing. But when a prophet said it to you, it put it in a whole new dimension, because I wouldn't say it if he hadn't said it to me. Somebody under the sound of my voice is about to walk in unexplainable blessing. All you're going to be saying, he did it. I'm expecting all of y'all on the sound of my voice to be so blessed you can't explain it. See, I told you. See, he got me saying these things now prophetically. You're going to be so blessed you can't explain it. Things going to start shifting in your life so fast. Not bad things, good things. You're not going to be able to keep up with it. And you're going to say, I was in that service when the prophet spoke that over me. I'm ready to live an unlimited life in every aspect. See, you got to receive it. Now, if you don't receive it, if you don't believe it, I'm going to take it back home with me. Do you believe that God can give you an unlimited life? Therefore, your prayer has been too low. You've been asking him to move you to a certain position. He don't want you in no position. He wants you unlimited. So he's taking all the bars off from around you. Everything that's been holding you down, we removed it this morning by the supernatural power of the name of Jesus. Everything that's been having you at a certain level, today it is moved. Oh, man. Y'all ain't shouting. Oh, man. Oh, man. You just got set free, man. Everything that's been restricting you, everything that's been holding you back from getting to the place you need to go is removed right now in the name of Jesus. Everything is moved right now. Come on, son. I receive. I'll say this when I go back for a minute or two. I believe you listen now, feel it. And this is a saying to use, but I'm going to use it in the spirit. Everything in your life is off the hook. Help up. What I say in my life? You know what off the hook means? I receive, you see. You know what off the hook means? That's a cliche. The street people use it. Off the hook means that I have no limits. The Spirit of God got me to ask you a question, and I'm going to give you an answer to it. What you been believing for? You know the answer? You got it. There's no way if you're going to use
the name supernaturally of the revelation. You gonna use the name supernaturally, meaning demonstration of the spirit and the power, and you're gonna use it now supernaturally every time you use it, expecting the supernatural. If it take a miracle, take a sign, take a wonder to make it happen, move a whole city. Let me tell you, God, you heard somebody, you heard this ministry here. We were down in Darrow. God moved the church down here. And moved the name, skip one city, skip Hereville, and made this Darrow. He changed the government. You're walking in America every time you come in here. He skipped a whole city. He skipped Hereville and brought Darrow down here. Changed the address and everything to Darrow. Because we here. God changing some things for you right now. Why? There's some things being changed. Oh, my goodness. He can do it. Tell somebody he can do it. Every time. I want you to tell two people, quit worrying yourself and be blessed. You may be seated. I'm going to go a few more minutes. Turn to 1 Corinthians again. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Say it. My goodness. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Say it. My goodness. Say it. Because I got another word I'm going to say. My goodness. Say it again. My goodness. My goodness have arrived. The things I've been praying about. The things I've been confessing about. That right now has arrived in my life supernaturally. I got my answer. See, if you don't say it, you're not gonna get it. I got my answer. First Corinthians 2, I want you to go. First Corinthians 2, sit down. If you need to scream, go ahead and scream. Romone se se come vi state a palemo sugusi se vi o mamma ne scude. Io dice I'm so glad for my people. I'm so glad for my people. They're going to start living the way I've designed for them to live. Yeah.
Yudalango Tilimonta si. Brenisco nan vireso. Marmanico nefusca nana susi. You're designed to live in the supernatural. You're designed to have no impossibilities in your life. You're designed not to live normally. You're designed for your life to be questionable. How did you do that? Now, you can point them to me. I didn't do this by going to college. I didn't do this by et cetera, et cetera. He did it. I designed you to live in this world a questionable life. How's she doing that? Your life should not be on a normal basis. Your life should be questionable.
Yes, 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 yes.
Are they stealing something? You see what I'm saying, right? We're too normal. We got to represent him in his glory. He want me to tell you again, to repeat it to you, tell you, my glory on you. He should tell you, my glory is on you. All that I am, all that I have, all that I can do is on you. Your life have to witness before you try to witness with your mouth. Your mouth supposed to bring your life in a position to witness. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man. The thing that God has prepared for them that, don't you love him? But the Spirit revealed it. What the Spirit is doing here at Word of Life this morning is revealing to you what the natural man can't see. Mysteries. Go back to Matthew 13. Let me close with that. Go back to Matthew 13. Because you got to see what God's trying to get, where he's trying to get you. He's trying to get you to live a life in mysteries. Unfold mysteries that only the Holy Ghost can unfold. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, here's what, listen very carefully. Every person on the sound of my voice, he's moving you out of demonical mysteries. Yes. Things in your life you can't figure out, it's demonical. He's moving you into his mystery. That's going to override every aspect of defeat that have been in your life or been in your family. Because divine mystery is about to overcome demonical mystery. Satan's trying to keep us in a puzzle. He's trying to put things and mess us up. But because you know how to walk in divine mysteries, you can overcome every every demonical setup that have been against your family for generations. You're going to overcome them by operating in divine mysteries from the Holy Ghost. Generational sickness, generational diseases, generational lack, generational confusion, generational habits is off your life today. Because divine mysteries overcome demonical mystery. Can't figure it out. You don't have to figure it out. You're going to see clean through it. Y'all realize what's going on here? Any shame that family members have brought on you, they are over. Covered with the grace and the mercy of God right now. Don't try to have to, don't explain it. Don't need to explain it. Matter of fact, I hear the Spirit of God says, I'm framing your world with the supernatural. Every step you take is in the realm of the supernatural. Bye-bye, Satan. Hello, Jesus. You're waxing strong in spirit and life now. Now we're talking about, give me about 10 minutes, sit down, 8 minutes. Holy Spirit releasing the mysteries of the supernatural to bring heaven down to earth. Now we're about to read a scripture here now. With that understanding, in Matthew 13, we're about to read a scripture that I have to go back to. Always, a scripture that always make me excited because I know the scripture and I'm living the life. In Matthew 13, now he's talking about a seed too. I don't think many people know the mysteries of the seed. The seed is designed to take you off the world system. But it's been so polluted by man, say, I see three people bring $1,000. And when 14 brings $1,000, all heaven gonna break out. No. God may tell somebody every now and then, but I'm hearing that too much. I ain't getting no witness. Then I have people bring hundreds of thousands of dollars and never say nothing about that. Why you gonna tell people I see 14 people bringing $1,000? What is $14,000? What can you do with $14,000? Somebody said, I can do a whole lot with it. You don't understand what I'm talking about, though. Said, bring it, yeah, hallelujah, bring it, yeah. Bring it, yeah, I do a whole lot with it. Glory to God. I hope this don't hurt you, but I'm going to say it. God is trying to call you out of your league. Because I'm ministering from experience. I'm ministering from the bottom. I watch it from the bottom going up. Every child of God can do it. How can I say, Lord? Have mercy on me. Especially everyone connected to me. I have an anointing for it, you see. And I went through the ranks. And I know he can bring you. I say, I know he can bring you. See, y'all, they never went to no outside toilet. You don't flush them. The stank's in there while you're sitting. Y'all, they never run around the house with a bucket trying to catch the leaks that come into the... Y'all never stood up to a stove. You're hot back here, but you're freezing up here. Somebody know what I'm talking about. But he brought me out. And he's here today. I say it, Lord, because you know my motive. I got a clear motive. Every business that is connected with this ministry is about to come off the hook. Darryl, you know why these business flourishes so much? You pass by and how many of them called be out there? Huh? I spoke them in there. They don't come to this church, but because in Darryl, I said they got to be blessed in Darryl. So you see cars on the parking lot, left. They don't even know what happened. But I spoke over it day after day. I said, all right, Lord, flush for full his business up. Because they're in Darryl. I ain't mad because they don't come here, because I don't want nobody to come here who don't God ain't sent yet. They're gonna rob the ministry. Now, I'm about to show you a promotion. I'm going to close. I like the speaker who said this. I believe he knew what he was talking about. His name, Jesus. I like that speaker. How many of y'all like that speaker? How many of y'all believe you can trust what he said? Now, watch what he says here. Because we're talking about, I'm going to have to come back, Holy Spirit releasing the mysteries of the supernatural to bring heaven down to earth in my life. In my house. In my family. In my church. My business. My body. Heaven coming down to be at my house. When I leave you, I'm taking the glory with me. I don't have to wait till next Sunday. I'm going to have the glory Monday. All right, let me read this. Jesus teaching, and you got to be listening. In the 11th verse, he answered and said unto them, Matthew 13:11. Because it is given unto you. Good God Almighty. Preach, Leroy. To know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. So they don't supposed to live the same pattern of life you live in. Blow them off the hook. Tell them God did it. Yes. Then ask them, do you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Yes, sir. Jesus Christ. Come on, son. And daughter. I receive. That's a $1,200 check. Come on, now listen. I'm trying to close. Shut up. You got to eat here before you go eat there. Hallelujah. Bro, it'd be a little long bringing your food. You're going to sit right there. You can order your food and it haven't come out yet. You might say something a little stupid, but you ain't leaving. You can't smell nothing up in here. You don't realize something cooking in your life right now? Push that bologna sausage away from me. I'm about to have another meal.
don't want no lunch meat. I'm about to have another meal.
Because I want y'all to see this. He answered and said to them, because it is given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. You see that?
Yes, sir.
But to them it is not given. Now watch what happened. Watch what happened. For whosoever had the understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, to him shall be given. And because he got the revelation and understanding, and he shall have more abundance. Now, here's where Satan tried to keep us at the end of the 12th verse. But whosoever has not from him, that's John 10:10. How many of y'all don't know what John 10:10 says? Jesus Christ, I really got to have church here. I really need to stay 14 more hours. You don't know what John 10:10 says. You don't know what John 10:10 says? I said, you don't know what John 10:10 said? Don't nobody speak it out. Do you know? What you looking at for, boy? John 10:10. Go ahead and look it up. I want you to look it up. John 10:10. You know what it said?
Yes, sir.
Here's the answer right here. The reason most Christian is not walking in the abundant life is the enemy is stealing from us. You who are in this church, the enemy cannot steal from you because you're getting revelation, knowledge, and understanding. Almost said how to steal from the enemy. Take back what the devil stole from you. He said, those who know how to receive have more abundant, and whosoever has not from him shall be taken away even that he has. No, no, not here. Say this with me and I'll close. Holy Spirit, releasing the mysteries of the supernatural to bring heaven down to earth. Let me write this little, not formula, write this little format down. It'll help you. The wind of the Spirit is the breath of God. The winds of the Spirit. The fire of the Spirit is the glory of God. So you got the breath of God. You got the glory of God. The awe of the Holy Spirit is the anointing or power of God. The rivers. All this is mixed in the supernatural. I'll get to it next week. The rivers of water is the life of God. So you got the, you got what you got? That's one missing. There's another one. The rivers. Yeah, the rain is one. The all, the power of God. All right, I think you got them. You're going to see baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Hmm? See it? May the wind blow in your car. In your home. All right, everybody stand on their feet.